In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Good evening, listeners. Nikki Marie back on the air. So I have a question regarding siblings. So most of my life, I grew up as the only child. I have two younger siblings, but we didn't grow up in the household together. My mom met someone, and then I had a stepsister and a stepbrother, but it was never like my whole life. Like, I'm 35 now, and I think my mom met this person when I was like 13. So from 13 to, I would say, like 17, maybe 16, I don't know. We grew up in the house together. But now that I have my own children, I have a 10-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 4-year-old. Now, the 4 and the 6-year-old, they're closer in age. So they're a little bit more connected with each other than my 10-year-old. So I took the kids to the park this afternoon. It was a beautiful day, so I had to, you know, take them out, get some air, have them move their legs, get them all tired out. And I was observing my daughter, who's 4. She interacts with so many different people. She's very friendly. She's very talkative. At some point of the day, she becomes very talkative. So she likes to mix and mingle with everybody. And then I have my son, who's 6, and he's a little bit more reserved into himself, but he really wants to be around his sister. So my daughter, she goes around, she starts playing with this little boy. And, you know, my son, he's like, "Don't leave me. I want to play with you too." And, you know, I'm just like, "Oh, but you should make so many friends right now. There's so many other kids at the in the playground." I'm thinking he would just branch out and hang out with some other kids. But no, he really wanted to be around his sister. And I'm not really sure what to do or what to say. So I was asking my dad, and he was kind of unsure. Now, he grew up with a house full of siblings. So I guess, you know, the dynamic is very different. The times are very different. I think maybe back in the day, people were more independent and they didn't really want to be around their siblings because maybe they had their own friends. So they would kind of like branch out and, you know, be with their own friends. But, you know, my son, who's 6, he feels like he can't make friends. Because I said, "Xavier, why don't you go out, meet with other kids? You don't always have to be around your sister. You guys are around each other all day, 24/7. So I just want to get your opinion on, like, what my approach should be. Like, what should I do differently? They do go to separate schools, so they don't see each other, you know, all day throughout the day, but they see each other like right after school. And of course on the weekends. So I'm just not really sure how to say, "Hey, you're not always going to be friends with each other. So maybe you should be friends with other people." I don't even know if that's the right thing to say. So if you could just give me a word of advice on what I should do in this situation. I'm definitely learning about siblings more and more every day. I want them to be close, but I also want them to have friends outside of the house, outside of each other. I want them to be independent, and, you know, I don't want them to be like me. Like I was telling my dad, I feel like now that I'm older, I'm a little bit more outspoken, outgoing, and more social. And that's my daughter. But when I was younger, I was more reserved and to myself and shy. And I probably wouldn't say two words to anyone. And right now, that's my 6-year-old. And then, of course, my 10-year-old, he's just a mixture of both. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure out this whole sibling situation. So message me, call in, let me know if you have any opinions on what I should do or say, if you have any advice for me, if you're a sibling and you went through the same thing, that would be very helpful. So I hope to hear from you very, very soon. Keep tuning in. I do have another episode that I want to put out hopefully today or tomorrow. I'm not really sure. But thank you for listening, and thank you so much for your opinions. I value some of the things that you say. Some things are a little off the wall, but I still appreciate the messages and the calls. So enjoy your night. Hopefully, I'll be hearing from you soon.